This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
And we'll be celebrating it big time here throughout the next handful of days leading up to Thanksgiving Day. What you're grateful for, what you look back on in 2020. And most of all, don't be a turkey and wear your mask. Kate Delaney, as always, thrilled to be the skipper of this ship. Sadly, somebody that I know well professionally lost her husband to COVID-19, healthy, spent time around kids, wore a mask. I don't know all the deep details on it, but I know that it was shocking, unexpected, and they did everything they could, and he did not survive. And this was a family in Texas under 60 years old. You know, this is a handful of people that I know that have gotten it, some that have survived, and a few that have not survived. So I've seen what has happened personally, and we know Thanksgiving and this week, it is a big week that normally we would spend with family, bigger family, a lot of family, and it's really, really tough to not want to gather, right? To not go and figure out a way to be with family. But especially when you have big family, can you imagine somebody accidentally brings it into the family, because that's what it is. They don't know they have it. And then all of a sudden, something that you can't imagine has happened to your family. So not only because of doing this show, but because I've seen firsthand what's happened to people, I take it seriously. And I know that the masking up is one of the ways, and the social distancing and all of that is our best chance to get through these really rough couple of months. And I don't think it's political. I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat, whatever you label yourself. I don't think it's political. We've made it political, or we did throughout this election, I guess, in the beginning of COVID, I think March and through the spring and then part of the summer. But it shouldn't be at this point. At this point, we certainly know. And there's plenty of Republicans and certainly Democrats who would say, yeah, follow what the guidelines are. And I think truly that doctors across the land are worried about a super spreading event that could happen again in your family. Nobody intentionally, of course, doing it, but somebody comes in with the cousins and the aunts and whoever, and they do not know that they have it. They're asymptomatic, and it spreads, and it kills somebody in your own family. That is the sick, twisted reality of what this SOB of a virus has meant to all of us. So there's lots of cases, lots of hospitalizations, and a lot of testing that's going on. People lining up for blocks and miles, because really they're usually in the car, and they're wrapped around stadiums trying to get these tests. And again, this is a health crisis, and this is where we are. We're almost on the other side of it, but we're not quite there yet. So we still have to get through what is this surge. You know, short on staff, outbreaks that can't be dealt with. The Texas National Guard, they're calling it Hell Paso because they have to help at the morgues. El Paso is a place that's important to me. It's where I got my very first break in my career in television at KTSM. And it's an interesting place, very close to the border. And I can only imagine how this has spread and how awful it is for the people in El Paso, where they've got 36 National Guardsmen there to assist in those morgues, like I said, because of the number of dead as a result of COVID-19. Over the weekend, Saturday, a one-day high of 12,597 new virus cases, nearly 20,500 dead in Texas since the pandemic began, and more than 8,200 virus hospitalizations. So, I mean, listen, in El Paso County, 853 deaths, more than 300 since October. They're even paying inmates, jail inmates, to move bodies. And they're offering $27 an hour for morgue workers because they don't have enough people and nobody wants to do it. Nobody wants to do it. So the mortuaries are overwhelmed. They're overwhelmed, and they've got mobile morgues. That's what they've had to come up with a way. How do they deal with this? In Oregon, lots of people listening to us in the great state of Oregon. On Saturday, the Oregon Health Authority said there were 1,509 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 infections spread across all but four of the state's 36 counties. Seven new deaths reported over the weekend, all in their 70s or 80s, and either had or were suspected of having underlying health conditions, which is what you normally look at when you look at this. But the fact is that it's also hit other people, like what I was describing at the top of this. So more than 12 million people in the U.S. have contracted the coronavirus since the start of the pandemic. The nation's total number of confirmed cases, over 12.1 million on Saturday. So it just keeps climbing at this point. And in other places, too. They're seeing this in Rome, more cases. The government put Italy's regions under new restrictions. They're banning dining at cafes and restaurants because they know that there's a risk that the healthcare system, and they've seen this already, could absolutely collapse. In New York, the Rockefeller Center ice skating rink is opening in a limited way and on time for the holidays, but they're welcoming skaters. It's a tradition, but limited capacity, 50 minutes, that's it, and masks, because they know this is spreading. In South Dakota, it's ravaging South Dakota. More than half the tests have come back positive for weeks. The governor is suggesting smaller gatherings might be smarter this year. Might be smarter this year. I say they are definitely smarter this year. Republican and Democratic, again, not political, governors from several Midwest states issuing a joint video urging people to stay home for Thanksgiving, wear masks to slow the spread of the virus until a vaccine is widely available. All right. So you still can celebrate Thanksgiving. We'll certainly talk about it during this hour of the show, including many thoughts from you. We've got a mailbag and much more coming up in this hour, including this and that. So stay with us for the long haul.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. 9 in 10 homebuyers are motivated to purchase their first home, while 4 in 5 say saving for a home is a priority. According to new homebuyer insights from Bank of America, this motivation is encouraging because homeownership can help families create a legacy and build long-term wealth, making it easier to achieve their life goals. However, many would-be buyers say that expensive home prices, high rent costs, and student loans impact their ability to save. A.J. Barkley, Senior Vice President, Neighborhood Lending at Bank of America.
We understand that becoming a homeowner can be as challenging as it is exciting. While many prospective homebuyers can afford monthly mortgage payments, saving for the upfront costs may make homeownership seem out of reach. We have low down payment mortgages as well as down payment grants and closing cost grants, which are helping eligible homebuyers break down these barriers so they can afford a home of their very own.
To learn more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/homeowner.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, so we do have lots of mail. You can send me your thoughts. Agree, disagree, whatever. Doesn't matter. 24/7, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. So it is bleak. I hate to start on this sour note, right? Glass is half full, person, but my glass has definitely been shooken up lately because of some of the things that I've seen that I can't sugarcoat, and I don't think it's that hard to wear the mask. I don't think it should be political for any of us at this point, and certainly because you have everybody saying that, well, if you're going to be in pretty much inside, this is what you should do, there are a few exceptions to that, right, where you're not hearing that, but for the most part, you are. Because let's be honest, do you really want to be a widow or a widower because of this freak of a virus? No, I don't think so. Or lose somebody close to you and they slip away without you really having a chance to spend any time with them. I can't even imagine that. So without further ado, let's go to the mailbag. This is from Frank, and he says, Kate, I'm on it. I am all over the mask, just like you say. I wasn't at first. I thought, a bunch of crap. Who cares? I did think it was a liberal agenda. I'm an idiot. I was buying into some of the nonsense that was out there. I don't think it is a political thing at all. I am a healthy Republican, and I'm going to stay that way. But I am telling everyone around me to wear a mask, and they all are. If they're close to people running in and out of situations where they're in a store or whatever it might be, nobody seems to have a problem around me. And I think that's a good thing because you see the situation in El Paso. You see the situation in some of these other states, the Dakotas, and it is very hair-raising. It is. It is very, very hair-raising. Good way to put that. I love that, Frank, that you sent us that email saying, yeah, you thought it was a bunch of nonsense, whatever, in the beginning. But we're way past the beginning. What everybody thought in March, tug of war, what was misinformation, what was whatever, because you can take this information no matter who's serving it up to you, and you decide for yourself, which you should always do, by the way, anyway. Go through your lens. Not a talk show host lens, although we are paid for opinions, or a columnist, or whoever. Go through the lots of different rationale of what you hear and what you believe to be true. I think being smart is, it's kind of like the whole cold thing in a way different way, right? Because I'm not thinking I get a cold and I die. But I used to remember my mother, because I was always... Yeah, I can deal with the cold. I can, I don't have to zip up coats. I don't have to do that stuff. And she would be right, because people would get colds around me. They'd hack up around me. And I, of course, would get the cold. So you think about it. It's different in the sense that it's a real killer. But thinking, nah, that's not going to happen to me. But I think more people, Frank, than not are not believing that, because they're doing the long testing line thing. All kinds of people are doing that because they're seeing that through their own lens. This isn't good right now. We're going to come out on the other side. Yes, Operation Warp Speed. Thank you. That worked. There was the press to do that, to push hard on that from the White House. They did. It's working because the vaccines are coming up. That's happening. Doses are there. They're going to start with the doses. It's going to happen before the end of the year. And that is the great news. We're seeing overseas, our friends are listening to us in all kinds of places, including Japan. They've been hit for the fourth day with a massive record of people with COVID-19, more and more and more and more cases. And it's not limited to people who are faceless people, meaning just ordinary people. It's other people, like Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler, tests positive for COVID and goes into quarantine after a campaign event with Mike Pence ahead of her Georgia runoff. So she's self-isolating because she has to. That's, what you do. Retested, and then the results were inconclusive, but certainly had it. The runoff is in January, and she was at two campaign events with Vice President Mike Pence and Senator David Perdue in Georgia on Friday. It just shows you how you can be healthy, you can feel right, something happens, something you touch somehow, something in the air, who knows, but you get it. It's not what you're expecting, but you get it. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Tom, who is listening to us in West Virginia. Hey, Kate Delaney, I like it when you talk about all sorts of things because I get bored, frankly, with hearing the white wall of dudes say the same things over and over again. Well, I don't know who you're listening to, but I would say... I also agree with what you said about the economy. It is such a wicked kick in the pants when you look at nobody wants to get this. Nobody wants anyone to die. But yet the economy is getting squeezed so badly. So many jobs and so many industries are going to have a hard time returning. But then there's some that are doing well. So it's very strange. It just depends on what industry we're talking about. And you've had people on and you've talked about this before. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for that. Love me some West Virginia. Spent tons of time in West Virginia. Went to school in Ohio. We used to always hang out in Huntington. And I have family in Charleston and some other places, and anyway, it just brought me back there for a second. What's happening is you have in some areas real estate is hot. So I was just reading a story about this, like Los Angeles real estate is selling, because the people who are still making bank are scooping up home mortgages, selling homes, whatever. And there are other things that are happening, like you see the uptick in golf equipment. You still can't get bicycles. You can, but they run out quickly. The inventory runs out. The anything to do with hiking, like an REI or smaller stores, that kind of stuff, same thing. You know, we have authors on. Books are huge because people are reading. Because in between, when they're in their square, or in their house, I always think of it as like we're the Truman Show. This is what some people are doing in between. And there are other things, too. Like the pizza industry. Pizza couldn't be bigger. I mean, you could say, yeah, people order a lot of pizza. It's cheap and they like it. But it's multiplied many, many, many times over. So it is interesting. And then you've got, sadly, and the other industries, like the hotel industry, has just cratered. The meetings industry, tourism, I've talked about this before, kills me about tourism. And I want to see us get out and through this on the other side as fast as we can. Boy, oh boy. Can't come fast enough. A lot of people are saying 2020, worst year ever, can't believe it. You know, there's jokes and then there's the seriousness of it. But certainly it has been a crazy, 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 crazy year. No doubt about it. And we are not through it yet. I mean, Thanksgiving is the start, really, truly, of the, quotes, holidays, where these holidays might be more about grateful in your bubble and then coming out and remembering, okay, next year you can be wide open and celebrate. I'm even seeing, like, cruise lines are advertising. Norwegian, I saw a spot for them, a television spot where they were talking about when it's wide open and it's coming up where there's no boundaries, and, you know, encouraging people to buy tickets to get on a cruise because they're anticipating, oh yeah, we got these vaccines, we're rolling out the commercials, the industry is cratering, so let's get people back on cruises within the next 6 months or so. And if we start to get people to want to go on cruises and they book those reservations, then we'll see at least a little bit of an uptick, and maybe we can save the industry a little bit more. And we're seeing this more and more, I think, with all kinds of advertising about what's happening on the other side of this. What's going on the other side of this? Even though we're having massive cases, mobile morgues, sad stories, and the struggle to contain outbreaks, and short staff at some of these hospitals, and how do you staff when the staff gets sick? Because the frontline people are the first people that will get vaccinated. All right, coming up, a little odds and ends for you next on the show with me, Kate Delaney.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Nevada's governor announced new coronavirus restrictions for his state as cases continue to rise. Starting Tuesday, bars and restaurants will cut down to 25% of normal capacity, and casinos and churches will be limited to 25% of their fire code capacity. Governor Steve Sisolak said he had made the move because the state was trending towards cases overwhelming hospitals and healthcare workers. The new restrictions will be in place for 3 weeks. At the G20 summit, the leaders of the largest economies in the world said that they would work to make sure there will be fair global access to coronavirus vaccines. In a statement, the leaders at the summit said the pandemic had had an unprecedented impact on the world, and they would spare no effort to ensure affordable and equitable access to vaccines, tests, and treatments for all people. This is USA Radio News. Everyone who's up in arms over President Trump's legal challenges should just relax, according to one Republican senator. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Relax. That's what Senator Kevin Cramer is saying on NBC's Meet the Press. Cramer is saying he's confused as to why some people are upset that President Trump is pursuing every legal option available to him.
I think everyone ought to calm down a little bit. I don't see this as an attack on our democracy.
The North Dakota Republican continues.
I don't know why we're so easily offended by a president that's carrying out all of his legal options in court.
The man who created the Ice Bucket Challenge has died. Patrick Quinn, whose battle with ALS helped push the Ice Bucket Challenge to become a viral phenomenon and raise millions for research into combating the disease, lost his battle with ALS Sunday, according to supporters on Facebook. His viral campaign raised more than $220 million worldwide for research into the disease. Quinn was 37. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Only thinks about the you got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain in me looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at my, cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at my. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
All right, time for a little odds and ends. Happy Thanksgiving week, everybody. There are still things to be thankful for. Yes, it's been a really rotten year in many, many, many ways. But there's still is a lot that will happen that will change. And of course, you know, whatever you feed in is what's going to come out. So I encourage you to feed some good stuff in, especially on Thanksgiving, right? It's funny. I'll just briefly mention this. Here's an odds and ends thing. Suddenly in my life, not everybody, but I have a lot of vegans near me. You know, I grew up in that meat-eating family, right, where my uncles hunted and, you know, it was about meat, potato, and whatever the vegetable was. So suddenly I have a lot of people who are vegans and they want to celebrate not eating turkey. And I'll tell you what, to me, one thing I don't want taken away from my life, if I can help it, it is the whole traditional Thanksgiving. So, meaning turkey, meaning gravy, mashed potatoes, thank you. Yes, a vegetable, any vegetable will do. It could be spinach, it could be cream spinach. I know that's more fattening. Whatever. And even if it's just a little slither or sliver would be the better word, of pumpkin pie. Thank you, I'll take it, and I will have the stuffing. I'll just eat more asparagus. But I'm finding not very many takers, meaning in the last couple of years even. And I'm assuming that's what they'll do. Luckily, the other is the same as me in that department. So we're not going to argue. But no, we're not having turkey. We're not putting a bird on the table. All right, this is Odds and Ends. So there have been some tumultuous, really sad things that have happened in the last couple of days. Police arrested a 15-year-old boy for the Mayfair Mall shooting. It was described as bullets just started flying, and there was this altercation that was happening. This boy opened fire at the suburban Wisconsin shopping mall. 8 people went to the hospital. He was arrested on Saturday night. There was, again, some kind of screaming and arguing, and that's what led to that. The police said witnesses described the shooter as a white man in his 20s or 30s, but the suspect is a Hispanic teenager. So then a firearm was recovered during the arrest, and there were members of the group that were injured during this weird altercation. 4 bystanders also suffered non-life-threatening injuries, which is lucky that nobody was gunned down fatally. And the shooter exited the mall when other people were running out, according to the video surveillance that they had. So there was other arrests that were made as a result of that. But you can imagine, right? You're going to the mall. It's already you're masked. You're just going in. You're grabbing what you have to grab. At least some people would be that way. And all of a sudden, poof, pop, 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 gunshots. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the screams, people fleeing for the exits, anywhere, sheltering in place, whatever it is, news helicopters, SWAT teams, all of these people descending on this mall. 400 police vehicles, 100 officers, local, federal, law enforcement, tactical gear, shields, all of that. I mean, they brought the force. I mean, this is a mall that's, while malls are not doing well, this mall is actually thriving. They have 150 stores, kiosks all over the place, and a 1 million square feet of retail space. So covering that amount of territory, you would need a lot of firepower and a lot of manpower, and that's exactly what they got. Thank goodness, right? But sad to see that happen for whatever it was that prompted that, but thank goodness nobody killed. Nobody killed. All right, there's been so many questions about the vaccine. How is it going to be distributed? What's going to happen? Well, we know the process could start really, really soon because of Operation Warp Speed. There's enough vaccine for 20 million people in December, probably maybe a little bit more, but absolutely in 2021. The people who would get it first, you know who these people are, the healthcare workers, the first responders, the cleaners, the ambulance drivers, all of them would be there first. Then you would have people with the underlying conditions, the people who with 2 or more chronic conditions, 65 and older, in living facilities, because so many were hit hard by that. And then critical workers, like in high-risk situations, child care workers, teachers, underlying conditions, again, people under 65 in prisons, jails, detention centers, same thing, they can't stop the spread. Then young adults and children and people who work in the hotel industry, banking, factories, higher education, and then it trickles down to just a blanket of everybody else. Everybody else in the United States. And we've been doing kind of a little research on who would take the vaccine and who says they won't take the vaccine. They're anti-vaxxers to begin with. Well, they're not going to, what's going to have them change their mind? Very, very doubtful that's happening. But there have been some who are coming over to the side of, well, maybe I should get the vaccine. You know, here's the thing. There may be, as far as traveling out of the country, I would assume, vaccinated or not, because they're going to want to know that, and you might not even be able to get on those kinds of planes to travel, considering you'd be going into other countries, and they have no idea whether you had been vaccinated or not. So I can only imagine that there would have to be some way to prove it. Like, you'd have to have the papers, just like when you go to certain countries, you have to have certain shots. You just have to, for yellow fever, malaria, whatever. And if you don't, you know, enter at your own risk. And some programs wouldn't let you in if you didn't do that, because they know how deadly it can be. And maybe this is what happens with the vaccines. Maybe not, right? Maybe not, but I'm thinking there has to be a way that there's going to be something attached to it. There's going to be something attached to it. All right, the top business group that I can think of now in the U.S., and they were really weighing this question about whether to do this or not, but the head of the Republican-leaning, definitely, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, is urging the president to go on with the transition to President-elect Joe Biden's administration. And, of course, why say Republican-leaning, because typically the chamber favors Republican candidates who support lower taxes and fewer regulations. It makes sense. And they join a chorus of business groups now imploring the president to stop delaying the transition to the next president while he challenges the vote counts in multiple states. So what chamber CEO Tom Donahue said is President-elect Biden and the team around him have a wealth of executive branch experience that should allow them to hit the ground running. While the Trump administration can continue litigating to confirm election outcomes for the sake of American safety and well-being, it should not delay the transition a moment longer. Because what's the chamber about business? And they see what's happening to businesses that were thriving, small businesses that were moving on up. And they realize we can't get stuck anymore in this. We're stuck. We're trapped unless we can move, you know, forward. We can push forward with what we do. So we have to control the spread of COVID-19 and rebuild the U.S. economy. I mean, that's what has to happen. How do you rebuild the economy if you're not out there working on it? You can't. That's the answer to that. You can't do it unless you are working on it. Can't do it. With all of the rules and regulations and suggestions that are out there in California, because they're getting hit hard by this too, now what they're saying is no restaurants, bars, breweries, and wineries, you know, no in-person dining. Because of the number of people who have been infected. So they're reducing the possibility for crowding and the potential for exposure in settings where people aren't wearing face coverings. And breweries, I mean, you're drinking, you're having fun, you're leaning over, you're buying the whole place a drink, whatever. And sadly, and I know people who own these places, and they're stuck in the middle. So restaurants, breweries, wineries, and bars, they can do the takeout thing, drive-through delivery services. That's what they're saying in L.A. But that's it. They can't have the in-dining crowd that they've had. And you know, here's the thing. It goes to the testing. It goes to what we're seeing as the trends are, sadly, right? All right, the music means we got to dance away. Coming around the bend to our final segment for this hour, Eric, the technical maestro for this show, will join me for a little This or That.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. 9 in 10 homebuyers are motivated to purchase their first home, while 4 in 5 say saving for a home is a priority. According to new homebuyer insights from Bank of America, this motivation is encouraging because homeownership can help families create a legacy and build long-term wealth, making it easier to achieve their life goals. However, many would-be buyers say that expensive home prices, high rent costs, and student loans impact their ability to save. A.J. Barkley, Senior Vice President, Neighborhood Lending at Bank of America.
We understand that becoming a homeowner can be as challenging as it is exciting. While many prospective homebuyers can afford monthly mortgage payments, saving for the upfront costs may make homeownership seem out of reach. We have low down payment mortgages as well as down payment grants and closing cost grants, which are helping eligible homebuyers break down these barriers so they can afford a home of their very own.
To learn more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/homeowner.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Watching The Crown, but that signifies that Sir Eric, the technical maestro for this show, joins us now for a little this or that. Hey, Eric.
Hello, Kate.
I think you just are playing that because when we meet face to face, you want me to like curtsy to you or bow.
No, nothing like that.
No? Okay, I'm just making sure. Again, I'm thinking maybe your girlfriend's making you watch The Crown, so then you're getting becoming an Anglophile and you're watching all this royalty, but probably not.
No, not at all.
Okay, not at all. I love that. Not at all. All right, so our first one, I was thinking about this the other day because I think people have a preference for this in all seriousness. So we live in the mask world, we do, and people are profiting with the mask. There's designer masks, there's all different colors, there's, you know, personalized masks. I mean, just anything that's out there. So, are you favorite masks? Do you wear like you have one favorite mask, you just grab a mask. Oh, I forgot, and you just, you know, have that mask, it's in the car, whatever. Or do you have several masks, like almost like wigs, you have all different kinds of masks to wear?
I usually only have two different kinds. One that I got from work, and then just the those regular, like, blue and white ones. You know,
yes.
Just the normal, mm-hmm. I don't know what they're
hospital
called.
Hospital ones.
Yeah, the hospital.
They look
things.
Like hospital paper ones. Mm-hmm. So the one you got from work, what does that look like?
It's black with, like, the straps that go around your ears.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they're just normal. Normal
black is good. I like the black ones. Yeah. I have a lot of black ones. I have different kinds of masks because people are giving them to me. So different people in my world have gotten them, sent them to me, that kind of thing. And so I have different masks. My my hubs got me, like, sport masks. So he got me all these different Phillies masks. And when I wear them, people say, oh, that's really cool, but they don't know what it is. So they try to figure out, what does that P mean in the red behind it? And I'll say, Philadelphia Phillies, the baseball team. But then I have, like, a Texas mask. It's kind of cool. I mean, I know it sounds funny to talk about the mask, but I think that's what happens. People just have a couple, or either people give them to them, or they just are collecting them all over because they lose them, misplace it, or, you know, they're always looking for one or whatever. All right, so how about this? We've got Thanksgiving coming up. Are you a turkey traditional kind of guy, or are you willing to try anything? Prime rib, ham, vegan, which are you?
I don't know. I think part of me wants to say I'm like the original, or, you know, the traditional turkey kind of guy, but that usually doesn't happen very often, so I'm pretty open to anything.
So wait, it doesn't happen very often because just you're working, or you're with different people, or then you see your family in the normal time, and they make prime rib?
Because my family's, like, so far away, I think that's probably the main reason. And we usually just buy something from the store, really.
And so whatever it is, we are eating Cheetos and mashed potatoes this time around.
Yeah.
I love it. Whatever it is, whatever the mood is.
We might put some effort into like a turkey dinner, but it doesn't usually go that way.
All right, so my brother, I texted him and said, listen, you know, so many people are turning vegan and da da da, whatever we said. But I said, we're just going to go curbside and get like a Boston Market because I'm too tired to make a turkey. Although I can do it and I like it, but we're just get, you know, Boston Market. And he wrote back, you sad ass lady, no sister of mine needs to go curbside. Get a turkey breast and just make that with vegetables. That's what he said. He said that's what he called me.
That's hilarious.
Terrible.
I agree, though. That's my job, to go into the Boston Market. Like, 'cause I love the Boston Market.
I love it. I love it. Leave us alone. We want our, what if they give us cornbread and our mashed potatoes and our green beans? I do, too. Can't
yeah,
I just have it?
Nothing wrong with it.
It's nothing wrong with it, exactly. Somebody has to eat it. All right, so how about this? If, you know, when you go to the Grand Canyon, I think you and I have talked about this before. Have you ever gone to the Grand Canyon?
No, not yet.
Oh. If this wasn't the pandemic, I would insist. We would just do a tour of the country, and I would just come pick you up, and then we would just do shows out of a, I don't know, RV or something.
I would take you up on that.
I bet you would. So you have to put that, promise me you're going to put Grand Canyon on your bucket list. And for everybody listening, even in other countries, it is mind-blowing. Well, I didn't grow up anywhere near the Grand Canyon, and when I saw it, it was like, wow, this is incredible. So when you go to the Grand Canyon, there's, of course, different things you can do. But one of the two main things that people seem to do, if they want, they go to the bottom of the canyon, they do whitewater rafting in the Colorado River, or they do horseback riding, like riding down the canyon. Which would you choose of those two?
That's a tough one. I'll go with the I guess I'll go with the white water rafting. No, wait. I changed my mind. I'd rather ride the horses.
Okay, so you'd rather ride the horses down the switchbacks of the giant canyon. I gotcha. Sweating to death with one canteen. I would be on the whitewater rafting. I'm just telling you.
Fair enough.
I would be doing that. Here, I just have a quick story, quick sidebar. Don't do this. Don't do this, Eric. If you go to the Grand Canyon without me, don't do this. I was single at the time, and I was dating someone named Marvin, and he was an exerciseaholic, you know, who knows. He hiked. He was from New Mexico. He could hike every canyon, every whatever. And so we went, and he said, well, we'll just do it. We'll just hike it. Okay. So, of course, I'm naive and don't really realize, oh, yeah, this is, you know, look, I'm looking at this Grand Canyon. It took 10 hours, but we hiked up and down it in one day.
Wow.
It was a wow.
That's crazy.
I was already, then I was thin, and I lost 10 pounds. I just, boom, I lost 10. That can't be good. I just lost 10 pounds because I'm sure it was just pouring out of me because you do these switchbacks. And on the way down is way easier. But on the way up, you know, you're climbing up and there are these switchbacks that are long and you're going up and down. And even the ranger said, I knew this is when I was in trouble. We get to the bottom. Oh, are you staying? Whatever. No, we're going back up. What? He was just astounded. He's like, you better fill up those canteens.
I gotta do that now.
You gotta go do it in one day.
Yeah.
And get a t-shirt that says, I survived the Grand Canyon.
Me and Kate survived.
That's right. We're the only fools that did it in one day. Besides, I don't know, the people who compete on these shows where they have massive weight loss and they're getting in shape or whatever. But even they probably wouldn't do it. So, it's funny, we talked about potatoes, and here we are back at food again. But mashed or baked, if you only have a choice between those two, what do you get?
Mashed, for sure.
Mashed, me too. There's good mashed potatoes just rule.
Although, I used to love baked potatoes, like, more than anything, almost, when I was, like, younger, but definitely mashed now.
Yep, me too. And there's nothing wrong with a baked potato. It's not, it's, you know, the skin of whatever. It's all healthy for you. But I'm going with mashed. So we have established that we both would go to Boston Market, even if people shamed us. And we like the mashed potatoes, which completely makes sense. And we'd be crazy enough to do the Grand Canyon in one day. I've already done it, but you say you would do it too. Eric, always interesting. This or that. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.